the Allies have landed in Italy, which is occupied by the Germans. In their advance towards the north, where Mussolini is still in control, the American, British, Canadian, and French armies are held up by the solid German defense belt along the Gustav Line in the area of Monte Cassino. Perched on top of the mountain is historical St. Benedict's Monastery. The Allies think that the Germans have turned this 1,400-year-old monument into a lookout post. More than 200 Allied bombers will drop over 500 tons of bombs on the monastery. In World War II, nothing is sacred. It turns everything into an inferno. The Allies launch their attack, but the German paratroopers push them back. The German shock troops are now firmly entrenched in the ruined monastery. Nothing was achieved by the bombing. These scenes were filmed by the American director John Huston, who was sent to this front in Italy. He would later say, "It was a massacre in the freezing cold." And yet Churchill had called Italy the soft underbelly of Europe. By moving in from the south via Italy, Churchill's aim was to take Berlin before the Russians could. The Red Army continues to advance steadily from the east. Kiev is liberated. The German Wehrmacht army pulls out of the Ukraine, obeying Hitler's orders to systematically destroy everything.